I didn't pin. Sometimes they'd get one, two, three, five, up in his ten.
Yeah.
See, them niggas would pick
niggas
up dogs.
Niggas all just pick up.
Pick up dogs, and then all them dogs, they'd get together and raise and get a bunch of them. And so they'd just absolutely kill every baby calf he had born out there.
Yeah.
And that's where they got rid of them, with them pins.
Hmm. Now, when you fed hogs, you fed them, you put food in what?
Well, we used to feed them a lot on the daggone ground, but we always had three triangle-shaped troughs that you fed them in. And but when you got real classy, like I had a late model hog outfit back yonder one time. I had a parlor, feeding parlor, and a farren house, and all concrete would. Well, I made my troughs, though. I couldn't say I bought them. I built me some concrete troughs and had bars going through them where they wouldn't root the feed out. But we used to use just two boards nailed together with an end on them, each end, and then had some cleats nailed across them where they couldn't get in them and tear them up, water them down.
Did you ever raise hogs, big, raise a lot of them? Or?
Yeah, I tried to sell 90 a month. One time.
I heard that recently they've been bringing pretty good money.
Yeah, hogs have been real good now. I believe for the last two or three years, the price of hogs have been better than it ever has that long in any time of my life.
But the
cattle got in bad shape, but they sure bring a big price right now.
Yeah, just now.
Yeah, I went to sale Monday night and said that's the auction sale.
You did?
And they sold, I believe all these yeah, belong to the same man. Most of them were Black Angus. And they brought from 48 to 69 cents a pound. And they had been fed some, but they wasn't nothing like no quality fed cattle.
Yeah.
Whoever bought them, I think, is going to still feed them. And a lot of them cattle, cattle brought 200. They weighed from 200 to 500, 600 pounds,
yeah.
You see. And, 50 cents a pound, and you ain't have much arithmetic. You get 300 in one of them, 200 to 250 for just a yearling sound awfully big to me.
Yeah, cause my granddaddy was sold his in 70.
Yeah, I know he had some good. I never did see none of his cattle, but I saw some he carried to sale, and I've seen him buying cattle.
Yeah,
but
cattle.
I know he had good cattle.
Registered.
Uh huh.
Okay, now. The cow would make a noise when it's being weaned, you'd say he would.
He was blatant if it was a calf, we'd call it. If it was a cow, she was lowing.
Okay. What about other, you'd say other noises, for example, how would you call your pigs or animals like that?
Well, you'd call pigs, you'd call them whoop.
Okay.
Like that, and you call your chicken just a chick-woo.
Okay.
But your cows, you'd call coy, coy, coy.
Okay, well, my granddaddy used to say, coins, coins.
Yeah.
Coins.
I've got to.
You ever hear that?
Yeah. Different people wind that thing off. I got where I just hollered, hey, hey, for my yelling.
Well, beat the horn.
Beat the horn is right. That's the more people get them by a horn now than any other way. Because you ride the pickup truck, so these cattlemen do now. And well, I had a pickup truck for years with the cows. And you go out there and catch some feed, and you'd go blowing your horn, and brother, you could hear them blowing. When I had them down at Murray, all down that swamp, it was a mile through that swamp to the river.
Yeah.
And I could hear them coming all the way through that swamp, belling as they'd come. You didn't know you had some feed if you blow enough.
Okay, how would you call calves?
They don't pay much attention to you. You call them the same way you do your cows.
Alright, you ever hear calls for sheep?
No, I hadn't now. I'd be honest with you, I believe you had to lead sheep there. I don't believe you.